Last year, I visited a wonderful exhibition at the Royal Academy in London on one of my little visits there. It was an exhibition of religious art, most of it coming from from Spain. It was unique in this sense that for the first time in London, artefacts made out of wood, but highly glazed from the 16th and 17th centuries, were on view. And the focus of the exhibition was really around the Passion of Christ. Some of the artefacts were unusual, most of them, if not all of them, outstanding in beauty, some of them priceless in nature. They were very immediate in that you could get a real sense once you looked at the statue or of the crucifixion or of Christ seated as he's described in the Gospels before Pilate, dressed in a red robe with a reed in his hand and a crown of thorns on his head. You got a real sense of the immediacy and the reality of the torture and the loneliness and the abandonment of the figure of Christ. As it just happened yesterday, I baptized a child from the Basque country. Her mother and family had travelled back here to Northern Ireland to her husband's home parish for the baptism. Family in Spain were able to join us through the web camera in the church. So it was a wonderful celebration. I remember asking them after the ceremony was over what the Holy Week ceremonies in their town was like. And they described the processions, the candlelit processions, and the images of the Passion, of Mary at the foot of the cross, of Christ carrying his cross through the streets. And again, that experience made the Passion of Christ very real for them. We, I suppose, where we live, we may not be able to join processions. We may not be able even to get to a church. So for many, it may be an opportunity to turn either to the television or to the internet or indeed to the written word and to the scriptures to get a real sense of what Holy Week is all about. Today in the church's liturgy, the psalm chosen for our meditation encourages us to see the Lord as our light and our help, even in the midst of the inevitability of what happens in Holy Week. I suppose in some respects, each week of our lives is a Holy Week, then it's not restricted to these 7 days. In many ways, it's about making each day special. Each day, a day when we really make some contact, a real contact, with what's unchanging and what's always important, what's always necessary for our daily lives. And for those of us who follow the Christian faith and take solace from the scriptures, we find that in Jesus Christ. I would suggest that if you're going to kind of focus on a musical experience or expression of what Holy Week's all about, try that beautiful Orlando Gibbons music, that piece called Drop, Drop, Slow Tears. You can find it on Spotify if you can access it. Failing that, you'll get it certainly on YouTube. I would play it in the background of this little audio boo, but I don't think that that would be fair to the artist, or indeed might even indeed be contrary to English law, if not international law. So I redirect you to the proper sources on the internet or in your radio record collection, your CD collection, or if you can stream it online. Wishing you a blessed Monday of Holy Week.